by your side. You're gonna fly if you believe. Storm down the doors, tomorrow is yours. Say it long as you have faith enough. Pray through the night, you'll be alright. Say it long as you have faith enough. Storm down the doors, say it long as you have faith enough. Pray through the night, say it long.
I'm coming undone. This world can often feel lonely. No matter what, until this race is won, I will stand my ground where hope can be found. I will stand my ground where hope can be found. Take
le nostro. the awesome God.
Good morning. Good morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. Father God, this morning again, just want to say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. For those of you that can't see the speaker over here, I posted maybe three little or four little tidbits. So what I posted in the speaker was, do not compromise. Do not be content to cohabitate with the enemy of your soul and your body. Now, you know, you can't touch your spirit if you've been born again, if you've accepted Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. I posted over here, I put confident in Christ Jesus. And then I said, you must be confident in Christ Jesus. And then I put this little thought right here. You cannot exhibit or you cannot give out what you do not possess. Did you hear me? I said you can't give out and you can't even exhibit what you don't possess. I think I put, don't quit. I put, don't quit. And then I put, do not compromise. Do not be content to cohabitate with the enemy of your soul and body. Then I put, confident in Christ Jesus. And I put, you must be confident in Christ Jesus. I could have said, because you cannot exhibit or give out what you do not possess yourself. It's as simple as that. How you gonna exhibit healing if you don't possess it? How you gonna, I mean, really? I think that's where I ended at yesterday. Yesterday, I went on to write and rewrite. I think I did maybe a couple booklets, and because God totally changed the focus, I knew I had to get enough teaching materials ready for every day that Monica was here. Because God changed the whole focus. He turned it. And that's what I like about him. That's why I think if I have sustained any success in Christ Jesus, it's been because of my ability to change. the reason that I am in the flow with the Holy Spirit right now is because the Holy Spirit is like fresh living water. It's always flowing. And it always touches different parts of ground. I must have preached on change and taught on change for a year or two or three. And I'm always throwing it in there because people, instead of getting closer to God, they've gotten farther away from God. And the whole objective of living as a believer and a Christian is to not allow anything or anybody to cause you any type of distance, unnecessary distance between you and God. So I'm going to try to click Monica in here for a minute or two or three. If you will press one on your phone, Monica, press one. I would like for you to give, there it is, okay. Good morning, Monica.
Good morning, Your Mike. Good morning.
Are you tired?
No, I'm okay.
Hmm?
I'm doing okay.
You doing okay? All right.
Yes, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. I'm still working on these materials, which is really, really good because it's causing me to dig up a lot of teaching materials that had just been on USB drives, and when they came in to rob me of my teaching materials, they took a few books off the shelves, but I have to tell you all something. I use books to see what scripture references God gives people. I don't use the books. I read them, and I'm looking, because I know you can always improve yourself, and you can always, if you trust the fact that God uses men and women, but not above himself. So the main book that I study is the Bible. And you're, I loaded you up. Tell me where you are now with the teaching materials I gave you.
I'm a few chapters away on healing. You healed, you healing.
Uh-huh. That's
and I really enjoyed this one.
I knew you would.
I love the scriptures.
Uh-huh.
I think it's number one and number three are my favorites so far.
And what is that? What
number
would that
one
be?
Is the power of transformational love.
Oh, okay.
That's
okay.
Number one, book number one, and book number three is You Healed, You
mm-hmm.
Healed.
You Healed, you Healed and You Healing, right?
Yes.
Okay, now that's the book that I wrote when Wes, Marie, Sandra, who else? Laura, I asked for volunteers to come so I could go through that book with them. And they came. And as you can see, I just put stuff up. I write stuff. I see if it's going to work in what I need to do. And And I just put it up. So I realized that God didn't want me to build a doctrine or a theology on the old things that he had given me, but yet they're foundational. What the one you're studying now, because all of these are workbooks, right? You fill in this and you write this and go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
No, go ahead. It's okay.
What I liked about the fill-in is that you are making it personable and believable to yourself and to God. So when I say Monica can receive all the healing that God has for her, I'm confessing it with my mouth and I'm believing it in my heart. Just like salvation, when we confess with our mouth and believe in our heart that Jesus Christ is Lord, the same thing with healing. It is, you put it in such a simple way, and the order that you gave me the books, I wrote it down, and you gave me the order, and I said, what is Dr. Erica trying to show me, and what is Dr. Erica trying to tell me? So this is what I wrote.
Okay.
Dr. Erica, go ahead.
No, you go ahead. I was just saying, okay. I was agreeing with you.
Oh, okay. First, we are saved. We are born again. Then we need to get our foundation of understanding who God is, God's love, forgiveness, and so forth. Then we are delivered from all the bad stuff. Then God heals us. Then God prospers us. And that's when we go and make disciples of one another. And all the inner healing, restoration, deliverance, and this is how TEDPath comes out of all of this that you are putting together. And I remember there was something that you said. You say it quite often. Some of us never got a foundation, and this was my little note that I wrote in an asterisk. And I said, I was one of them, that I never really got a foundation. And now we're going to have, for those who didn't get a foundation like myself, we are now going to humble ourselves to get a real one, even though we've been Christians a long time. And this right here, Dr. Erica, these three books are the foundation.
It's just part of it because you got about three more to go.
Okay. We're working on that foundation then.
That's just part of it. You see, I needed to know that it worked. I needed to know that it could work. I needed to know because, see, I'm not narcissistic. Neither am I overconfident in me. As a matter of fact, I put very little confidence in my flesh, all right? Because I know and I've seen God work. I've seen God move. I've seen God change. I've seen God, having been a missionary and having ministered in foreign countries where I couldn't even speak the language and I had to pray in tongues, and the Holy Ghost had to interpret the language for me. And we all understood what God was doing and what God was saying. And I think that's why being called to Central America, I can understand it because I had to understand it by the Holy Ghost. and still can't speak Spanish. Still can't write it. But that's where I was called to. But that's okay because I know that I can communicate through my heart. I don't have to use words all the time. I can communicate spirit to spirit. I can understand you by your spirit and know where I'm supposed to fit in or where you're supposed to fit in. Because God can operate like that. And God does operate like that. So when I did that, you healing others. My intent was, and I shared that before I asked people to come and let me try it. And when they came and I tried it, I knew that that would work in building up your confidence in who, Monica? In who? For healing.
In Jesus.
And in who?
In Jesus.
And who else? You.
Father God?
You.
Yourself?
You.
Or your faith. It builds up your faith.
And so I was able to watch you go to a hotel room, isolate you away from the world, and who is ministering to you in that room?
The Holy Spirit.
Thank you. It's an honor. It's a pleasure. It's a gifting. And I've been gifted by the Holy Ghost to minister and teach his people through him. Not through me, through him. Because all those books that you have are basically scriptures. Am I correct? God can work through his word, brothers and sisters. God only works through his word, if you want to know the truth of the matter.
If I may add, Dr. Erica,
yes,
you healing?
Mm-hmm.
I have to say that it was fun. God didn't make it, the Holy Spirit didn't make that book boring. He made it to where when you read it, there's a excitement that I felt built up in my spirit.
See?
And I enjoyed it like a little girl going to church, learning about the Jesus the first time.
Praise God. That's my desire. That's my one desire. And you know what? I keep having to repent because I can remember telling my mother and my grandmother and my aunts and my uncles, I can remember saying, and this is ridiculous, I actually said this, I'm tired of all you teachers. You think everybody's supposed to be a teacher. I'm not a teacher. I feel so stupid. And I can remember.
Well, you're doing a good job.
I can remember my grandma just standing there looking at me saying, we'll see. We'll see. And that's all she would say is, we'll see. Because I come from a family line of teachers. And my mother broke rank and became a dietitian. And I broke rank
and
a renegade. I became a rebel and a renegade. Fighting against God. That's what I was doing. Oh, my goodness. What am I trying to say this morning? You can't run away from your destiny in Christ.
Yeah.
You can't. You can try. And I'm sure many of you have, too. I bet you can remember telling your mama or your daddy, or your grandma or your grandpa, what you not going to do. Oh, boy. Yes. And what am I, and what is my heart's desire now? To teach the way and the character and the principles and a few of the laws of God. Because I can assure you, they work. They work. In the last book that you're studying now, that you said is fun, I'm glad too, because you have to make studying fun. You have to make learning fun. And I remember a commercial used to come on TV from the United Negro College Fund. Mm-hmm. And it used to say, a mind is a terrible thing to waste.
Yes.
A mind is a terrible thing to waste. I need to ask you this because part of what I'm trying to do in that last book these are not just books you read, brothers and sisters. They're interactive. What do you think about the fact that I have you writing in the book, and how does that make you feel? And tell them what you have to write more than anything in that book.
You have to write your name.
That's right.
More than anything in the book. You are applying your mind, your spirit, your soul, and your body into the book when you are connecting yourself to God's word. And I'm doing it in a way where when I'm reading it in a way that you shared with Sister Donna, Sister Jennifer, and myself. And I like to dramatize. Because remember, I was in elementary for 16 years. So when I read, I like to, you know, do the quotations and all of that. So I make it fun. But it's about you connecting yourself to God's word. And when you say it out loud, you are hearing yourself that what Jesus says that you could have, it is yours, finished.
Mm-hmm.
Period. It's yours. Healing is mine. Prosperity is mine. Everything is mine. It is the most simplest book that I've been able to read as part of having a strong foundation.
You know,
it's a blessing.
This is part of my dream come true. This is part of my dream come true to be able to do this. And I'm glad that you volunteered. I'm glad that you heard that call and you responded. I'm glad that you didn't sit back and wait and thinking it had to come to you. Sometimes I wish I had completed it earlier, but you see, cannot give out what you don't possess. I had to make sure, God had to make sure that I had this, where even if it got, if it's just like when I learned the Bible, I had a very wise teacher tell me, and he did it in fear. He did it through fear. He said, you got to study this Bible, Erica. You got to know this Bible because one day in the end time, there might not be any Bibles. So the Bible has to be in you in case this world ever goes crazy and there's no written word. And then he began to teach me about Gutenberg and the Gutenberg presses, and when there was a time only the Catholic priests had Bibles, and the people mm-hmm. weren't allowed to have Bibles. And mm-hmm. that made me get the word inside of me. But what he was really doing, he was preparing me for God to work in me and through me, because God can only work in you and through you through his word, brothers and sisters. And people have fought me tooth and nail, not wanting to possess the word. Because let me tell you something. The word of God is alive, and it is exciting. Can you feel, and have you felt, from the order I had you read those books, can you feel God teaching you?
Yes. And why I like the third book is that you're really helping us understand that we are to go make disciples, and that we should not have to be afraid, because that is part of the Great Commission. If we are to make disciples with no word in us, how are we going to make them believe in Jesus?
You can't. It takes the Holy Spirit. You can't. But I find that God's way works. And that's what I mentioned yesterday too, that if you follow me, if you follow what I've done on that World Wide Web out there, I had put reconnect to Jesus, God made man, God made woman. I mean, I keep 30 or 40 websites up and going all the time. They may not have my name on it, but if you, it'll have some kind of recollection back to this ministry, because I have always wanted to promote Jesus and promote the ministry and demote myself, because I read. Now you got those three books. Do I point anything to me in any one of those books?
No, not at all. It is straight scripture with the topic of what you are trying to share, leading us to scripture. If you make a point, it is because you're talking about scripture right after, quoting scripture right after. It's Jesus, 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 all the way through.
You know, I found, I really, really, really thank God for Brother Joe, because Brother Joe has archived, and Brother Joe got boxes with my writings and things, and he writes on the top of the box what it is. It looks like yesterday I found where I was trying to, I started, only 4 pages, and I stopped because I only had enough from God to do 4 pages, but I believe I can teach the gift of miracles. That's why I did not go. That's why I didn't go into the gifts of the Holy Spirit, because I could not. I haven't even found anybody that proficiently has been able to teach the gift of miracles that could bring somebody into the miracle working power of God. And I noticed years ago that when A.A. Allen wrote that book, Franklin, he was out of Phoenix. He was the man that inspired Dr. Oral Roberts to fast. He was the man that brought on a great fasting revival. And I went down to, because everything I would read, I would go wherever it was. If the person was still alive, I wanted to talk to him. I want to know how they knew God. I want to know how God was able to give them the ability to do whatever it is they did. Notable. And so I went to talk to Franklin. And I noticed that if you study A.A. Allen, if you look at A.A. Allen, he's not going to tell you the last thing God gave him in that closet when he went and shut up in that closet because he had to have more God. He's not going to tell you because he said God told him not to tell it, and he did. He took it to his grave. He took it to his grave. And Franklin was the man that God dropped the wisdom of the fire baptism. Because when I went to his church in Arizona, he was in Scottsdale, Arizona. I'm sitting in his church, and all of a sudden it looked like a big fire exploded in the middle of his church, and he's sitting there. He was about 90 then, close to 90, and this fire exploded in the middle of his church, and I'm thinking that's because he always preached about fire baptism, and I'm thinking, wow. But the thing that bothered me was this. See, he used to preach that we wouldn't die, that we would take on our he used to preach about the sun-clothed woman. And he said that we didn't have to die. That's what he was preaching. But I noticed he was in a wheelchair. And I said, well, if what he's saying is right, because this is the kind of mind I have. I said, well, if we didn't have to die, then we shouldn't have to be in a wheelchair either. I said, so I can't believe everything he said because he ain't living out his truth. It's not bearing fruit and bearing witness in his life. But he did cause guys like Dr. Bill Bright and Dr. Oral Roberts and T.L. Osborne and a whole lot of other people to fast. He even inspired Reinhold Bonnke to whose life appeared to be a failure because he couldn't get anybody saved when he first went to Africa. And then God showed him, like he showed Laura and like he showed Chris. Only thing is God gave him a vision of all Africa under the blood of Jesus, under the blood. He showed him Africa all under the blood. And he's the only man, well, not the only one, I take that back, but he's the only one I've seen be able to get almost a million people saved at one time in Africa. And people still trying to, a lot of great African preachers came out of Reinhold Bonnke. He was a missionary too. See, I studied great missionaries because that's all I wanted to be, was a good, great. I wanted to be a great missionary. And I realized, I said, like, well, if Reinhold Bonnke can lead millions of Africans to the Lord, God told me I was going to lead 3 million people to the Lord. I ain't done it yet. That's why I knew I wouldn't go down before my time. I can't. You can't either. Until you fulfill whatever the mission is that God has given you to do. And part of mine is to write these books that can empower people and that are already called now. It ain't going to empower just anybody. Because, see, when God called you, I wrote a book. I can't find. I gotta find that book. It's probably because I used to teach and preach it all the time. Your calling. About your calling. I'm gonna try to find that one for you while you're here, Monica. Your calling.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Your calling.
I'm enjoying the books, Dr. Erica. I think they're wonderful. They're great. You did a really good job.
Thank you.
I can't wait for the other three.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
Yeah. And mind you, these are absolutely nothing because of the six books. The precursor was The Spirits I Subject Unto You, and the other five books that back that book up. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's none of the same material. That's what I'm trying to say. Do you find that?
Oh, it's night and day, night and day.
It shows the progress in the wisdom and the knowledge and the revelation that God has given me. And is still giving me. I'm going to complete this mission. And I'm going to sit down today and I'm going to finish that book. Because now I believe I can do it. And then I'll be ready to, well, I got to finish the senses. Getting the activation of the senses. Like you got this week, last week. Last week, you got the activation of your eyes. I got to teach that. I'm not ready because yesterday God took me, and he wants me to finish miracles, how to activate and impart his miracle working power through the human flesh, yours and mine. But I'm a teacher. And I'll teach you if you want to be taught and if you're willing to follow God's way. Because it is God's desire to use you and your body to demonstrate himself so that men and women everywhere will know that he's yet alive and that all his promises are yes and amen.
Majestic is your name. Your words are true. Your mercy does not change. All your promises are precious, reviving our faith. Every one of them will be fulfilled one day.
Ooh, all your promises are yes and amen. Jesus, your promises are true.
Yes, they are.
All your promises are yes. We'll keep running after you.
Gonna run after you, Lord. We will run, we will run and not grow weary. We will rise upon the eagle's wing. In the presence of the Lord, our spirits will soar. One day, gaze upon our King.
Oh, all your promises are yes and amen. Jesus, your promises are true.
So true.
All your promises are yes and amen.
Come on now, we keep running, everybody. We'll keep running after you.
Gonna run.
my foot, it almost slipped. Oh Lord, you know I almost lost my way. Until I entered the house of the Lord, and I heard your sweet spirit, I heard you say,
all your promises are yes, and amen, Jesus. Your promises are true.
Yes, they are all.
Your promises are yes, and amen, Jesus.
Can I do the bridge one more time? My foot, it almost slipped. Oh Lord, I came this close to losing my way. Oh, but then I entered the house of the Lord, and I heard your sweet spirit say, yes, I am.
See that missing link, the missing link, and I haven't even gotten to that yet either. So I got a lot of work to do, and I'm getting it done. I can't go. I don't even want to go any faster than I'm going, because then I'll mess up. Because Moses messed up trying to satisfy the people. But brothers and sisters, every day my objective is to satisfy God. And I guess that's why he sent that angel who I saw yesterday. The angel didn't say nothing, just looked to let me know it was there, it was here. And I'm glad he sent, I'm glad he sent the angel. But you know what validates this ministry? The word of God. When I could see people, I could see the word of God coming alive in them. All your answers are in the word of God. Everything you need is in the word of God. But the devil want to try to make you look anywhere but the word of God. But you're not going to find it anywhere else. And the most important thing, like I keep saying, is when God does it, it's great and it's permanent. Ain't no guesswork in God. And you know what else? Ain't no chaos in God. Do you find it difficult to read these books or do it make you eager to get to the next page?
No.
Tell me.
I'm going really slow. I'm taking my time.
Mm-hmm.
I go back if I make a mistake and reread it because I want to really get this in my spirit. And I'm not reading them fast because I want to be able to retain the information, to own it. I want
mm-hmm.
to own this information in my mind. So when I speak it, it's already deep down in my spirit and I can share it without stumbling. And it is not hard to read these books. It is scripture. And I'm going slow. I'm almost done with the last book, but I'm getting everything that I need to get out of this experience. And I thank God it's been a blessing.
That's the word. You just said it. This is got to be an experience. You
mm-hmm.
just said it. You just said it. I was waiting. I knew I was waiting for something. I knew I was fishing. I'm fishing for something.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fishing for that word right there. I was fishing for that word. And you said it. Without any kind of prompting or without anything, you just said it. Experience.
Yeah, it's an experience. It's a blessing, though. Like I said earlier, I thought I had a foundation. And you told me, Monica, you need a foundation. And I'm like, well, okay. And now that I see how simple this is, God is building that foundation in me.
There you go.
And so in order, I mean, you have to humble yourself, Dr. Erica, to do something like this because this is an easy read. And for the ones that, you know, have been Christians for a long time, we want these hard, difficult, you know, thick books that we could say that we've arrived, you know, but it's not about that. It's about humbling yourself before God and getting the simplest thing that he has for you to go and make disciples of one another. It's simple.
Mm-hmm. It is. And that's been my objective, to make it simple and to make people want it. That was my objective with Deliverance. 30 years ago, Deliverance was despised. Oh, people come to me now and they'll say, you know, nobody wants Deliverance and the church is fighting. That's a lie. The church been preaching Deliverance ever since there was a church, but they didn't call it Deliverance. They called it salvation, being really saved. It's a whole lot more to your salvation than just shaking somebody's hand and say, welcome, brother.
Right.
They should be teaching.
It's so much more. It's so much more than just a sinner's prayer, Dr. Erica.
I know.
It's so much more than that. And I think we have to teach people, you know, the repentance part of salvation. I'm sorry for what I've done, all my sin and so forth. And then get them healthy. These are healthy believers that you want to raise up.
Yep. And you know it's only one Holy Spirit. And so yesterday when I was looking at Pastor Todd, he he told his church. He had all the people come up over 41, I mean under 41 and over 41. And he prayed for them. And he told them he want them healthy. The old little thing, what healthy, wealthy, and wise. That's what he was saying. And believe you me, he was speaking the truth. Because that's what God wants for you and me. That's why my philosophy now, my impetus, is on prospering after deliverance. But if deliverance, if you never see yourself delivered, if you don't know you could be delivered, and you running after deliverance for 89 years and you die, mm-hmm. how you going to prosper after deliverance? When there is no deliverance, when you don't see yourself being delivered, you don't see no purpose in you being delivered, you will never be delivered. Never. And so what I'm doing is I'm showing you why I'm trying to anyway, why you need to be delivered, and that there is a reward and that there are benefits in Christ Jesus after you get delivered. Staying delivered is easy. Getting delivered requires a little bit more work, but you can do it if you don't quit. If you don't jump ship, if you don't allow the deceiver to deceive you with his purpose, deceive and destroy, do you think there's anything in those books that would weaken you? Or do you think what you've been studying is making you strong?
It's making me strong. I feel so happy inside. It's so simple. It is simple. And one of the points that you made in the book is that sometimes when attacks come, I think it's in No Flesh Shall Have Peace. That
part of the book. I haven't even talked about that, but that's one of them too. Which one is that?
It's where you say, as long as, because you talk about the spoilers in here and what they do. And you make a statement where you say, as long as the devil can get you, your eyes off of Jesus and focus on, like, your problem, then he takes you away from the word, and then you start to have doubt and unbelief, and it creeps in. And I was like, wow, wow. And I kept saying that. And so when I get those wow moments, I go back and I read it again and I read it again, because you're making a big point there and I got to get it before I move on. The enemy wants to take you away from God's word, and all the books so far are God's word, and you're just reiterating God's word and building us up through these books.
And not taking 44 years to do it, brothers and sisters. The Bible says that Jesus died, Jesus was buried, and Jesus was resurrected. Resurrected. And I believe it says it only took around, how long? 3 days? Jesus mm-hmm. is still alive. If the Holy Ghost could depart from him, causing him to die on the cross, descend into hell, take the keys of death, hell, and the grave out of the hands of Satan, and then, hallelujah, he rose. You can rise. You can rise. You can rise. And I believe it. I believe it, and I'm going to see it. As a matter of fact, I'm seeing it now. I'm seeing it. I thank God for you coming, Monica. I need it.
Thank you, me too.
The demonstrable witness that the word of God works, and that The Holy Ghost gave me all these books and all this knowledge and all this information. Why did he give it to me? Because he knew I would give it away. He knew I would give it away. You came to help me, but Jesus needed you to come as a witness to help us all. Hallelujah.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, just you and me.
Wake up, everybody! No more sleeping in bed. No more Teach children